Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Steve McLean inviting you to join us in a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture. We pray that through our time together, you will be drawn into a closer relationship with our Savior, Jesus. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore, I will reign with Him.
If you've been around brothers and sisters very much, you've probably heard it. When my boys were small, one would want the other one to do something, and the other one was rebelling against the idea, and you would finally hear it. "You're not the boss of me." Well, that's an issue we do have to deal with all of our lives. Who is my boss? Who is yours? Who has the right to tell us what to do? When someone tells us what to do, do we question their authority? This is not a new problem. Even Jesus, the Son of the living God, had his authority questioned. Let's read about it in just a few moments. First, let's worship God in song.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. He's been good to me.
People, let me tell you,
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Kings, Lord of Lords, you are Jesus. worship you, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you.
Our reading begins in Luke, the 20th chapter. One day, as he was teaching the people in the temple courts and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, together with the elders, came up to him. "Tell us by what authority you are doing these things," they said. "Who gave you this authority?" He replied, "I will also ask you a question. Tell me, John's baptism, was it from heaven or from men?" They discussed it among themselves and said, "If we say from heaven, he will ask, why didn't you believe him? But if we say from men, all the people will stone us because they are persuaded that John was a prophet." So they answered, "We don't know where it was from." Jesus said, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." I'm convinced that Jesus did not shy away from speaking about his authority or the authority of the Father. But the chief priests, the teachers of the law, the elders, maybe some of these men were members of the Sanhedrin Council, opened the door for Jesus to talk about authority. And he exposed quite readily that they were not operating under the authority of God, but they were really operating under some other authority. Jesus asked them about their response to John. John's teaching, John's baptism. Did God send him? Or was that all John's idea, is really the question. And notice their response. Their response is not, "Well, what is the truth? What do we really think?" They begin to talk about what would happen according to their response. If we say this, this will happen. If we say that, that will happen. They aren't dealing with the truth at all. They're not even asking each other, "What do you think about John?" And when we are allowed to see that conversation, we can see what Jesus already saw, the authority of these men. Their authority was not from God. Their authority was from the people. It was about, really their authority is about their own pride. Because if they say, "Yes, John was from God," agreeing with the people, Jesus would remind them, "You didn't listen to him." If they say what probably they did believe, that John wasn't from God, well, the people would rise up and stone them, or so they thought. Can you see quite easily that their authority was popular opinion? Their authority was keeping their position. Oh, I know that there are many politicians today, perhaps not all, but many, who after they step into office, the first order of business is to get reelected. They work very hard to get elected, and from that point forward, that is really the most important thing. If I make this decision, will it help me get reelected? Such men and women, such politicians, show that their authority is getting themselves reelected. That's what it's really all about. What about us? What is our authority in life? Do we fear other people so much that we just try to do whatever pleases them and we don't have a belief system of our own? Is that the only belief system we have? Or is our authority based upon something higher? They talked about the fact that people would stone them. That seems very, very unlikely. But fear usually exaggerates the problem. I think about what Isaiah wrote in Isaiah the 51st chapter. This is what God said through his prophet. "I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you fear mortal men, the sons of men who are but grass? That you forget the Lord your Maker who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth? That you live in constant terror every day because of the wrath of the oppressor who is bent on destruction? Where is the wrath of the oppressor? The cowering prisoners will soon be set free. They will not die in their dungeon, nor will they lack bread. For I am the Lord your God, who churns up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord Almighty is his name. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. I who set the heavens in place, who laid the foundations of the earth, and who say to Zion, 'You are my people.'" Whenever we would begin to fear man, God is saying, "What are you afraid of? I'm God. I'm the one that can churn up the sea. Why would you fear man when it doesn't take anything but the flick of one of my fingers to make all of creation tremble. You see, when we place men in the position of authority, our fear gets the best of us. Our fear exaggerates the problem. We so worry about what other people think and what other people will say. And sometimes we measure our words very carefully, not because we don't believe something, but because we're afraid to express it. I'm not encouraging us to be rude in any way. But I do believe that we have to be willing to stand up for what we believe in. Otherwise, our authority is not coming from God. In Proverbs, it says, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." We must learn to respond appropriately when we are challenged. In Matthew chapter 10, it says this, verse 28, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father, and even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven." Jesus is telling us not to be afraid, to speak the truth, to stand up for his cause, to be willing to publicly state our faith. These spiritual leaders, and I put that word in quotation marks, that are speaking to Jesus were not leaders at all. They were being controlled by popular opinion and more especially by their desire to remain comfortable. What about you, beloved? By whose authority do you speak or remain silent? Do you operate only under the authority of God? Or do you allow the fear of man to control your tongue and your actions? Only you can answer that question.
Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One.
Moments of Inspiration strives to bring you encouragement and a clearer picture of Jesus Christ and His will for your life. There's more information about this ministry available on our website, momentsofinspiration.org. On our website, you will find previous programs, sermons, articles, and a link to our Facebook page. We also offer a free Modern English translation of the Bible. Just send us the request. If we can help you in your walk with Jesus in any way, please let us know. You can write to us at Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. That's Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. If you miss the address, just visit our website and contact us there. That website, again, is momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to listen again at the same time next week to Moments of Inspiration.
And give the glory to God.